Number 27. The Women's College had a very small car park, and as several of the teachers and students, and many of the students' boyfriends, had cars, it was often difficult to find a place to park. The head of the college, whose name was Miss Baker, therefore had a special place in the car park for her own small car. There were white lines round it, and it had a notice saying, "Reserved for Head of College." One evening, however, when Miss Baker got back to the college a few minutes before the time by which all students had to be in, she found another car in her parking space. There were two people in it, one of her girl students and a young man. Miss Baker knew that the young man would have to leave very soon, so she decided to ask him to move his car a bit so that she could park hers in the proper place for the night before going to bed. As the young man's car was close to the railings, Miss Baker had to drive up beside it on the other side, where the girl was sitting. She therefore came up on this side, opened her own window, and tapped her horn lightly to draw attention to the fact that she was there. The girl, who had her head on the boy's shoulder, looked around in surprise. She was even more surprised when she heard Miss Baker say, "Excuse me, but may I change places with you?"
One. What did the car park in this story belong to? Two. Who had cars? Three. What was the special place in the car park for Miss Baker like? Four. When did she find another car in her parking space? Five. Who was in the car? Six. What did Miss Baker know? Seven. What did she decide to ask him? Eight. Why did she have to drive up beside it on the other side? Nine. Why did she tap her horn lightly? Ten. What did Miss Baker say that surprised the girl very much?